Velcro is fine. Velcro is absolutely fine.
It looks like adhesive, but can they get out?
Don't make tzaras. The poem said Velcro is good. We have enough tzaras without making more tzaras. I'm serious. It's all Velcro. I know, but Kamen didn't come up with his. I'm not sure if his is also Velcro. These are standard brands. I guess that they got smart. And not for a lot of reasons, I'm sure. There must be other reasons that either it's convenient. Probably it's neater. That's probably why it is. Neater. I used to rip it up, it would come up. Yeah. So I gave you such tremendous compliments. I mean, you're unbelievably great hands that you have. I didn't have such good hands. Terry, we have the same hands, but it's a different material. I had adhesive tape and you have Velcro. No wonder. Okay. No wonder. No wonder, no wonder, no wonder. Okay. Fine. It's interesting. We spoke at the let's talk about the how should we say?
Can I ask a question?
Sure, of course.
I was looking into the Hector of Shemesh.
Shemesh, yeah.
And Chotanish doesn't say it for the rice level. The Mordechai is not Mephorish. It's really, he has different adherents. You know, Miskayim and the Shemeshim is Mexican Kisoser, and therefore it would be Mekel. I haven't seen anything explicit in any Rishon.
You're looking for the word Shemesh in Rishon.
The Hector Shemesh at the rice level doesn't have to be the word. Anything, I don't see it in
the Rishonim. Okay.
And the Chazanish pulled back. He never said it at the
right
level.
Only the Rambam. The basis of the Hetter. Let's go to the beginning. You're asking a good question, and I want to show you where it really should come from. If you open your book on Avraham, Kisuya Kalim, that's where it really starts, if you recall. It's in Shin Yud Gimel. Let's see, it's before you even get to the other stuff. Shin Yud Gimel is a Magen Avraham Sidkot Yud Beis, and it's a Taz Sidkot Zayin. Okay, what he's saying, he's talking about Kosos Shalom. Shin Yud Gimel Magen Avraham Yud Beis and Taz Zayin. They all say the same thing. Okay. Lo Dama Lekisu Kalin Shasuyim Kach, which are presumably Mutter. What's made to close and open all the time is permissible. Okay, the Taz says, what's his phrase? He says as follows. Ika tashmisho ashaloya de pirik is a problem, as opposed to a node, canteen. Ika tashmisho de pirik tamid, libikig mar malacha filim utokea bechozik ashroif, which is a screw. This is the original source that we saw for this concept. The Tshuva Sarama says with respect to opening and closing books, library books, we are talking about the Melach of Kosev. That can be found in the Magen Avraham Simen Shin Mem. This is very the original where we had this. Simen Shin Mem. Where the Rama talks about the Tshuva Sarama is quoted over here. Sivkot and Vav.
In
Magen Avraham. I think it's in Vav. No, it's not here. No, hold one second.
Yeah, we call it.
Chuvas Ramah. Chuvas Ramah is Kufi Tess, right? Yeah. The Taz quotes the Chuvas Ramah at the end of Sivkot and Beis. I'm going to give you the Lashon of the Ramah. Well, someone quotes it. Let's go slow. Try to find it. Yeah, here it is. Magen Avraham Sukkot Vav, as I said. Chuvas Ramah Kupyutah, Save the Kos of Aldapin, Osios Mutal Poskol Lenolo, the cave and the Osu Lino Voliptoach, Lekem Mishamochek. That's it. There you go again. So, you're right. It's not a Rishonim. I have it in Ramah, I have it in Magen Avraham, I have it in Taz. Now, we want to know where they get it from. You're asking, we don't have that achrona making it up out of the clear blue sky. It has to have some kind of a source somewhere. When you go back, where is it in Shas? Where is it in the Rishonim? Good question. So, those Mordechais, we had five Mordechais on the Maromakarmis. If you look there, I won't repeat all the Ma'amakamas all over again, you will see themes which seem to indicate that that is in fact the case. It's made to be open and closed all the time. It's not considered to be a malacha. We have the case of Poseh Beis HaTzavar, according to some Rishonim beliefs. If you went the first time as Makav Patish, and after that, open and closing, is already permissible. And that Ramah seems to Paskin, even the Machabah seems to Paskin. That's in Simon Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Just trying to give you a brief overview. Okay. Matirin Beis HaTzavar, Bikesha Shekshara Koveis, Shen Kesha Kayama. I will ain't post and also be chodesh lebetak in manahu, right? And the Ramos also make at the end of the day, not in front of an amoritz. Okay, so this again presumably is based upon this idea, concept of constant need to open and close it. Otherwise, you can't use it. I read it to you from this beautiful sefer called Halichos Shabbos. Now you want to know if you look at the sefer, where the any earlier sources besides the Mordechai that he interprets this way? I guess you can always interpret a Mordechai differently. I have over here Kesher. I also see the Shemush. That's the first place where I see the word Shemush in one of his what you call Simonim. It's page Sadi Ches. It's the first time I think he has it. So I'll just go back to the original source. Okay.
Slow.
So first he finds it, says he's found it in the source that I told you. And he says, if you look in the Gemaras, Shabbos Kuf Kofei and Erev and Kuf Beis, and the Taz and the Magen Avraham say that. Then he quotes the Chazanish, which we spoke about already. Then he finds the Mordechai Shin Samach Ches, right? It's Makel in certain instances, and he quotes the Rav Yoh over there, back and forth. Hatam Mavur, now you'll say it, he's speaking. Hatam Mavur, the Kol Shal Shimush Mechaya Psychoso En Achibur Nidon Kol Chibur Atofer El Choshev Chibur Shal Shimush. Now you want to know how Mavur is Mavur? Well, you can look it up in the Mordechai. Let's look together. Shin Samachas, let's take a look. I'm always ready to reevaluate the sources. Okay, we don't take anything for granted. Shin Samaches, okay? See how mavur it is. You can quibble and say it's not mavur at all. Okay. When the Adam Shemagil Nidva Batei Israel saying Bechutav and Meshicha, Shaposhet Atzva Tov and Matir Osa Umachivak Shalov Shalso Mahadik Hatfira Sabbat. So also the Shabbos, I'll call a neck of Mukav Tfira, Shachal a neck of Nir Mutter, Heminig Nashav Nachash Shalov Shadadadam. That's what's on the top. And the bottom base. Rav Yoh Kosav Dalka Gabay Tfira Sheikar Tikkunu Litofer Bli Pirud Adak Shenifer De Mahat Kol Mechav Limchol Hachud Neskayim Havalei Ketofer Meikar And if a Mut Lenosh In the Torah Hachud Bezrol Seim If it's Adem Shekom Brum Afil Kosh Nosa Mein Lo Kesh Lo Kayama And it's Mutter. He understands it to mean Shemush. You're certainly entitled to a different explanation of that name. That's what he says. It's called the Heter of Shemush. All right. Then there are other Rishonim who talk about it. There's Agos Mordechai and Klal Gadol, which we spoke about. Hatam Avuri says, "Kol Shemush Mechayev Psichoso Ein Achibur Nidun Bechlal Chibur Tofer." Chosh Mechibur Shal Shemush. He repeats. You're right. You repeat the word 1,000 times. Doesn't make it any more correct. But his understanding is that okay? I understand. Right. Again, the same thing. You quote the Chumash or Amos Kufi Tes, which we have, okay? And he has a number of other sources. And then he said, one to another. Let me see if I can find for you. Based on Tzavar, as I told you before. Alright. Let me go one more place. Let's look in Tofer. One second, please. I want to tell you where you look. Simon Hay. I look at Tofer Simon Hay. Where's Tofer Simon Hay? Don't do it. Simon on top. Oh, that was Hay. Maskana Ladina. He just repeats himself. We don't want to say anything more than this. Called the Malacha Machayevet Stira. Okay, well, you have to, not just you decide on your own independently, you want to undo it. So there's no other way but undoing it. Hashimish or Machayev Stira Bittul. Okay? You have no alternative. What kind of status does that have? So he starts with Beis HaTzavar, Shabbos Af Memches. That's his first Maramokah. Rashi Ben Atam. Rivora Ben Yoel. Right? We spoke about. As far as Makkah B'Patish is concerned. Moshe Chuta Tfira. Stira Dafa Fayataner. All these situations that we're showing to talk about, he puts them together with this concept called Shimush. Now one can of course disagree. He says he thinks it's permissible in all these cases. That's the Psak Halacha, is what he says. Now, there are those who argue and want to be Machal with the other Rishonim. There are other Rishonim. And one of the riots of Chumrah is, as you said, Chadash backs out because of Shin Mem, Siv Zion with the sleeves. And you get out of that. How do I get out of it? You can get out of the shirt without doing the... That's a good pun, I didn't realize it. Get out of it by saying, so you get out of your shirt without undoing the tie, so therefore it's not a hechor, so therefore it's not, there's no hechor automatically. Then if it's not nikar, he says, the chazusa machir, we are matir. That's his theory. I think it's a good theory. You're right. I can't be 1,000% sure it's true. Okay? I like it. Those who don't like it have a difficult life, because then you have to be matir. Other things with great something which I don't know a way out. Okay? So I think I answered your question a little bit, not perfectly.
Other
posts came,
like other
Mahabinish, that used
this, like,
Koresh, Yimush,
as the
Heter,
and
would
use
that Shimush for other things? I can't say for sure. I'm sure counts of the Pesach. Shlomo Zalman uses this all the time. Whatever you're using is no problem. We can get to it, you know. Clearly, I think the most significant Malacha of them all, even though all Malachas are very significant, this Sefer is all about four Malachas. Kosher, Matah, Tov, and Koreh. It comes up all the time. It's half the same as about Shimush. If you get to Bona and Soser, maybe El Makal Apatnish, which we still, that maybe it's even more prevalent. And the question of how you define it, what's called Shimush, what's not called Shimush. So I'm glad for your question.
How do we get out of the Kosmosh of the Karka? We violate Soser, the Kosmosh asks for himself, and there's no terrors for that. It says, yeah, we're only going to say this finished by your abundance. There's no way to get out of that kashrut.
What's the problem?
As opposed to Shiva Karaka,
the
Kalanish asked himself, why over
Korea? Why is it
Usr? Why is it Usr? And he doesn't have an answer. He just says, yeah, I only said this Derek Hashkot, Derek Shimish for Derek Bun.
Right.
So I don't know how we get out of the
kashrut. Well, he got out of the kashrut. Go back to the Sefer. Chosama Shiva Karaka. I'll read it to you again. Let's see if he has a Mafteh in the back. Take a look. Chosama Shiva Karaka. I spent time with it. I don't know it by heart. Can't do what page everything is on. That's even fine. Unfortunately, his maftech is using modern Hebrew. So the word chosama shebekarka is not found in the maftech. It's I don't remember where he had it. I'll try to find it momentarily. Chosama shebekarka. That's a Gemara which says it's a Gemara which says the Beitza. Correct. That's where the Gemara is found. He doesn't have a maftech. Not either. Maftech Chloe. What's the Lashon Gemara? It's open the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see. Chosama Shebekarka and Simin Shin Yudal. Am I correct? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Shin Yudal. Sif Yud. Chosama Shebekarka. Gondela Shabor Shekoshabur. Oh, yeah. We know we went through this already. He said the case was, it was a prime that had the shot. You lift it up a little bit, and you don't have to remove it completely. What upshot we had?
You're over on Korea when you don't
lift it up. No. We look. Chosama shebekak on dela shabor shekoshev ochevel. Yochal atiros lavkesh shekayamo shvei omer lahatir. Aber lo mafkia v'chotech b'shem stira. You want to know what kind of stira? Don't you have to open it all the time to get to the whatever's in the bar? We had a joke. Is it wine? Is it water? We're crazy about it. What's in the bar, right? So the answer was based upon a phrase that I read. Where was the phrase that I read? You have to remind me. That he wasn't that called. Where's the word called? It's one of the sprung that we had. I've forgotten. Your memory's better than mine. So we had the expression called. And what would that mean? So the suggestion was made. Remember the two knots. One's on one side, one's on the other side. My memory is not so good. Which one of the Swami saw? Who is in Alichas Shabbos?
The
Tumas Hadeshen. That's who it was. Okay. So the word kol, I think, was found over there. So you don't have to pick the whole thing up. That's why Chasana Shabbat, because there's no hechrav to remove the entire chosam in order to get to the wine or water, which happens to be in the bar. Otherwise, we'll talk about the Yehetar Shemesh. But Kitzer, I'm not here to tell you that there's no one who can disagree with this. First of all, the Rishon disagree with it. So, and only anyone else. But I do believe that amongst the Rishon that we learn, there's a significant basis for this Yisod, and without this Yisod, we're in big trouble. So I prefer to accept it than to reject it. Okay? I also want to be more machmer, they have my bruch. As they say, I'm machmer tovel or bruch. But if you go home to your house, you may not have so much bracha there. in the shaila, that's on your own risk. I can see in the house that could cause all kinds of problems. Okay, fine. Once a person gets married, they no longer could. You no right to accept chumas in yourself. For yourself personally, it's one thing. Come to the house, whoa, better watch out. Word of caution. Fine. So we were discussing, we were looking at this beautiful sefer. We're still in the middle of the sefer, not finished with it yet. I brought a few more svarim, but we're still up to page Reish Tzadi Aleph. That's as far as we got. Sorry? Halichot Shabbos. Just remember, the book's coming to an end. We're up to Reish Tzadi Aleph. Well, not so fast. The last page on the book is Tov Nun Ches. We're not quite done. The Reish Tzadi Aleph, because end of Tov Nun Ches. But we'll try to, finish soon. I know that can't go forever here. So page Reish Tzadi Aleph is as follows. He says, when you have a Chivas Machat, Shenika Shechibur Olizman, I have a very wide sleeve and I want to make it less, or I have a very wide, I'll give you an example. A guy, Baruch Hashem, went on a diet. Baruch Hashem, he listened to his doctor. Believe me, you guys are still young, Baruch Hashem, you're still slim, but people, they get older, they should probably go on diets. According to the statistics of the United States of America, what are the statistics? Of how people are overweight, and not discussing obese. I think it's a majority. It's an absolute majority of Americans, according to the medicals, are overweight. I know. I think I'm pretty okay. I'm still on the border. I'm on the groove to keep myself. So you all have to lose a little weight. Okay, so you lose a little weight. All of a sudden, your pants are too big. So when you put your pants on, you're throwing a stick in a needle. You get a little bit because I don't want to fix it. You're afraid you're going to go back and gain the weight. Kayadua. Those who don't know that those who lose weight probably more often than not gain it back. So you're going to keep going to tailor. It's expensive. So you put in a needle. But when you take those pants off, that needle's about to come out. That's Nika Mahod. He says as follows. Like we had cloth diapers before you guys with your Velcro, or before the regular adhesive, we had cloth diapers. Right? Ein choshes gechibur tvira ish lehat ish imusha lechuleyam. Even the Korban Asanel might agree at this moment. That's a chiddush, but that's what he suggests. Maybe. He tells you to look in the Shari Tshuva, Shin Mem, Sivkotten Gimel. Open the Mishnah Berurah and see what it says there. Shin Mem, Sivkotten Gimel. Sivkot and Gimel it's a cut and gimel, it depends how you count things. There are two ways of counting Shari Tshuvas. Either, you know, how should we say it? 1, 2, and 3. Or as they correspond to the Bar Hayden. So Mayim Mishabru happens to do with the latter. So that, if I'm not mistaken, the very first Shari Tshuva in the Simen is found here in Sif Gimel. It's going on the Bar Hayden of Hay, so he calls it Hay. The first one is called Hay. How about your edition also?
My dog.
Called Aleph, right? The second one is Shari Tshuva, is found over here in Sif Hay, and mine is called Tess. Right? And the third one, in Siv Vav, is called Yud Aleph, but it's really Gimel. So when he calls Gimel, he means in some principle it will be Gimel, some will be Yud Aleph. In any event, it goes on Siv Vav, on the Bar Hayte of Yud Aleph.
Shari
Tshuva.
On the Bar
Hayte. It was a commentary on the Bar Hayte. It was an addition. Because the Bar Hayte quoted Tshuvas, and he quoted new Tshuvas, which weren't printed in the time of the Bar Hayte. Take a look over here, what I call Yud Aleph, you call Gimel. Fine. Mashem Makat Mekamtin Beged Ayde Tfiras Machat Oroch Oshavro Shechad Ah V'Tochen Pamayim V'Sholosh Hashem Maspik Likvot Kvot Tfiras. It folded over. In Mekayim Enosim Kain Kov Big Day Noshim Shem Menichin Kain Ba'argaz Mekuma Tayde Machat V'Tzterach V'Tfiras Shedis. You leave it there permanently folded up, but with the needle there to keep it folded. V'Adi Osel Lassus Kain B'Shabbos. Afil litchov shuli avgadon lemalah b'shar shosim v'avidosol b'shas hiluch ayde tchivas machar afal pisha achar kach ozer as matas amarat en lahatir zulasi ledas rav ben yolo the matir b'tfirah shel eskayim. Okay, chocha mechad cholik v'chosav v'heshev lo so if the rav mashad en lahachmer b'tchivas u kim v'osa al das shi eskayim ayin shav. Bottom line is, if it's meant to be taken out as soon as you finish wearing the pants, you can be Mekel. That's his bottom line, although it goes not without any controversy. That's what he, in fact, is quoting. Maybe even according to the Korban Asana. He says even L'chul Le'alma. Right? Why? Even according to the Machmirim, we saw in Agos Morach, Etof Nazayin, Machlokas between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Yoel. Right? And Tosin Amchesim Adbeis is Machlok the Rivo. No. Here, it's Muchach, that's Yosel, L'shem Shimush, below the Kvius, is Mutter. That's what he suggested. Everyone would agree. Everyone would agree. The Kovat Asana would agree. The Revo would agree. Rabban Tam and Tosu would agree. The whole world would agree. If it's clear, it's Nikar, that's his claim. Page Reish Sadiya. That's his claims. Now he got something fascinating. Zippers. Zippers, gentlemen. Zippers. I assume everybody in this room has a zipper on their pants. I assume. I haven't looked, but I assume. Any problem?
Buttons.
You've ever seen in your life a pants with buttons?
Yeah, yeah. But instead of zipper.
The army's not.
Why?
They only have buttons on
their pants. Why? Oh, Israeli army?
Yeah.
There must be a reason. I don't think it's until Shabbos.
Buttons for a lot. 80% is zippers.
It's only 80?
No, probably more 90.
Go on the internet. What percent of the zippers was the buttons?
Yeah.
That's right. I have a story to tell you, which is a fascinating story. He went as follows. What's the Hebrew word for zippers? It's an official word and a slang word. The official word is what?
Rich.
No, that's a slang word. Rich rash. What's the official word? Rochson. Just for your information. Rochson. He used the official word, and the other books use the rich rash, the slang word. Okay? Chibah de rochson nira boro de ain't on either mechlal tofer at all. Shekain shem tofer lo shaykhala bechibu me'achad and mechaber. Aval chibu she'osu lehatsmid v'lo le'achid. V'nita nafira bekala lo kriya. You can zip this up, down and up. Ain't on mechlal shem tofer at all. Heter gamur. Then he goes on with his shibush business. Okay. You could stay there forever. It's roar of miskantra, mamish forever. It's a gadela, it's a kavua b'tzirah. I can open and close this door, even though I can stay here forever too. Doesn't matter how long it can stay. It's meant to chibur appeared. His sheet of shimush all over again. Fine. It says, b'chlal, chibur, when is tofer? Chut ha-mispatel B'socha beged beizgim matchilus. What's where did he have the chumash and Rashi this past week? Come on, where's the word? The pasuk of chumash. We need Rashi, but Rashi explains it. Mispatel. What word in this past week's parsha Rashi quotes it? And the word is related to the word mispatel. Mem tough pay tough lamed.
Pisilim.
No one knows. I want to ask you. I want to ask you a pointed question. How do you guys learn chumash and Rashi? That was a prerequisite for entering my shiur. Not for me. It's a din shel aruch. You have to shnei mekav bechatag. When I give you a psak shel Rashi by the tag, no one even remembers. Okay, I'm a little bit embarrassed. That's what the talmid here have a new chumash and Rashi called. Naftule elokim niftalti emachos again yecholti. But the question on Naftali. Look at Rashi. Rashi talks about this mispatel. So a beged gimel of beged gimel tchifus, as will nasa kechelim ya beged, have a chibur rochson she ain't a niftalim be beged, ela hazizim. That's an interesting word he uses. You know, the part of the zipper, he calls it ziz. Right? Ziz. It's a protrusion, if you will. Nechazim zeh bezeh, ain't zeh mitzur as tfira. Behold, the tfisas hazizim, nasa kolechad v'yatzmo, vein tfisar rishon and mosifa al shniya. It's not an additional. In the zipper, I only have one zipper, I'm not going to open it. But if you have a zipper on your sweatshirt, oh, thank you, much better. So on the zipper and the sweatshirt, the zip on top and the zip on bottom are unrelated to each other. One doesn't strengthen the other. One which has NCSY on top, and one's on the bottom which has nothing. Those two have nothing to do with each other. Follow what I'm saying? So it's not a tefillah means I go in and out twice. So the first one strengthens the second one. I have a needle with thread, in and out, in and out. So it all makes one connection. Here, I have a zipper on top, a zipper on the bottom, they're related to each other.
How does each individual stitch aid each other as opposed to just providing extra support to the whole thing?
He said he claimed that it's close enough to each other, they're considered to be strengthening one another. As opposed to over here, he says, Lo adifa b'chibu krasim v'kaftorim. It's like buttons. You let a button something? Instead of two months of I button my shirt. You let a button your shirt on Shabbos? If you're machmir, can you button your shirt on Shabbos? You're a big machmir. The answer is yes. Here's a big machmir. They don't like shimush. But a button is a button. The two months of Deshne said without, but before you get the shimush. A button is nothing. He claims a zipper is like a button. Hold on. Oh. That's what he says. Might not Kamina. Even though he also had a shimush anyway, right? Because it doesn't make a difference. Hein chibur aruch kemo chibur bitna o parva lebeged ein b'de Torah tefira. Where does this come up? Comes up in your raincoat, which has a lining. I have a raincoat which has lining. Usually I'm too lazy to take it out in the summer. I use that often. But in the years gone by, you know, it's too hot. Now I have a shank coat. I don't wear the raincoat in the summer anymore. So since I got a shank coat, so I leave the lining in. I'm molikin yogin. Before they had chain coats, I had to walk out in the rain so many times in the summer. It's boiling hot. So once a year, I don't know, before Pesach, I would take out the lining. And before Sukkot, or after Sukkot, I'd put it back in. For 6 months? The question is 6 months, if you put it on Shabbos, if you have a special one for Shabbos, it always comes up with Shabbos. Can you take it out on Shabbos? You pull it in on Shabbos? So he says, yes, het the gavur. Head to cover. It's like a button. It's like the door. The door. I'm going. It's my last time in my winter house. I'm going to snowboard in Florida for 6 months, and I'm coming out Shabbos afternoon. I'm not going to come back here anymore. If you close the door, yes, I'm going to be there for 6 months. Doesn't matter. It's meant in and out. Head to cover. He has head to shimush. He has a difference. You don't like the head to shimush. You probably shouldn't do that either. I'm machmir here. If you ever leave your house for 6 months, don't close the door. Leave it open. Okay, that's what he said. You don't like shimush, you can't close the door. Okay. Whatever, I'm just making jokes. They're both sides. That's what he says. But you know what? Nothing is, and he says the same thing is true of Velcro. Velcro is the same thing. Velcro is like a zipper, no problem. But not everyone agrees. So I want to show you someone who disagrees, believe it or not. Hilchus Shabbos b'Shabbos. My good friend, all of a sudden, I can't believe it. He said what he said. Not believable. He says it's fine. I'll read it to you, because if I won't read it to you, you're not going to believe what he says. Rabbosai, if you don't hold from the heter of shimush, you're in trouble, you have 5 days to buy yourself a new pair of pants. Sorry, my dear friend, Shabbos pants. Hold on 1 second. 1 minute. Ala mechaber abitna baruch son rich rach. Use the slang word rich. Page peizayin. Rich rach. For over the tkufa, k'moli mosachora. My example. I have the bitna, which is I think is the lining for my raincoat. I put it in my raincoat on Shabbos breishis, because now it's starting to get a little bit colder after Sukkot. It's going to be there for the entire winter till Pesach. Yesh lahachmir davi tofer. Do you believe it? He's machmir. First he says it thinks it's like a button. Come on, it's like a button. That's what he really thinks. But then he says no. He says if it's only a button if it's buttons, cross him a little lows. But Rich Rach is machmir, unbelievable. I'm reading to you on footnote 17. Nira. Ze'eno dova l'krosim of the laws against the halicha Shabbos. Tachibu nira k'hidu kitzoni in the case of buttons, right? Ava de rofs on a zipper having a chibu a beged mamish tida a beged zamzeh. Ze'o chibu, he bolds it. Havi chibu tfeg sh'omen the kiyum. V'keven sh'av sh'achutim bin the kovim rechovim. Hechmira poskim b'osu the kiyum. Some. We don't hold that way. But some are machmir, even shalchutim in the kovim rechovim. We saw that. That's shin mem, Rabosai. That's what we saw. We just read before in the Mordechai. Rechutim rechovim. Shin mem. Okay? Siv zayin. It says if it's in the kovim rechovim tzas, then it's okay. Why? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, siv katan chavtes and simin shin mem, os eno doma klala tofer, have a command of machas cross the belulos. And Matukan is there, but Tminus, the Matkal, the Hatkak, Shalom, Shavuk, and Rapos, Shavuotz, and the Poshto. And therefore, it's no problem whatsoever. But then he says, if you plan to leave it there long term, Osul, the Hatkak, the Shabbos. What? What's he talking about? He's talking about crossing the laws or not crossing the laws? It sounds like he's saying that maybe there are those who say it even with respect to crossing and the laws. Would that be the case? He says to look in the Prima Garden in Simon Shin Mem, Eshel Avram, Yud Gimel. That's what the Sharatian quotes. Let's take a look and see. You guys are going to be in big trouble, Rabbi Osa. Shin Mem, well, let's go
what
slow.
Chumas
says make it by buttons, that's true.
The
Svar of Chumas Adeshin?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have to. If our bulb was working, I'd read it to you again, but I don't think it's working. So I don't want to be.
Let me turn the light off.
We read it one more time. We read it again right now. Shin Mem. What did I say? Eshel Avram. What did you say? Yud Gimel. I said right. The eagle. I am Melan Avram. Pierce the kovim agulim domol akrosin. Afilu amachat sham lo havi amachat melechto liyser. Galan erik atofer. I am Beis Yosef. Ah. I mean, the Beis Yosef presumably is the one who's quoted. It seems to be, he doesn't say anything. Maybe the Beis Yosef, I left my Torah in the office. Maybe the Beis Yosef says, huh? You have a Torah? I'll look at it. Thank you so much. The Beis Yosef is quoted over here in the same Sharatzion. Beis Yosef, Shom. Shom, the Ramasal Kosa of Arab Abedo parents. Those who have their Torahs here, and Shin Mem, Sif Zion. Look and see the words, the cost of Rabbi Meir of parents. See if we can find out what he says. Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. What does it say over here? The Torah says, cost of Rabbi Meir of parents. Also, Shemahatkin Abgadim, Savas Ro Seyam, Ide Achut, Shemokin, also Mahatik, also the Mokin of Shabbos. Elam Ken Yu, and the Kavim Shachut, Nikos Man, Rechom, Ktsas, Umutu Nakam, it's Fear of an Eagle. That's Mutter. So he quotes in the Beis Yosef, it comes from the Mordechai Shin Samach as we just saw it. Fine. And he quotes the Shiboli HaLeket. Okay. No, they have the Kovim. He says as follows. Ain't no Mishim Tofer. Because why? The Tofer lo havik elik shirotzen b'kiyum o'shem hudak tamin. V'chi rofa achut koshalo hilkak shemot chom chayav chakas. Avazeh she nerotzen b'yiduka ala b'shoa shalomsho b'shoa shaposhto ma'aposo. Ain't no mishim tofer. Ve'nedom ala misho yesh begon lulos who crossed him and mechabim b'shabbos. and Shamachash in the Kuva, and the also came and Shabuchu Beretz, and Psil, 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 and he wants to aser it, because even if it's Mali Tfir Li Yom Echad, Mali Tfir Li Lomis, he wants to be Macha, even a Tfir, She'ena Shal Kayam. He quotes the Urayin, okay, after the Nekovim, the problem, it's a serious question, he wants to be Machmer on the question, and he seems to be saying, the impression from the this Beis Yosef is, that it's mutter for those who want to take it in and out every day, but if you don't, it would be aser, even with the Nekovim. You would the Kovim. Now, if the Kovim is that way, arguably, if you consider a zipper to be that way, it would also be usher for long-term use.
What's the case again of the Kovim?
I have... Look, here, see my shirt? I have a shirt. The shirt has a hole. See, you can see my skin through the hole? Ever see my thumb? A little through the hole? Yeah? So if I want to take a thread and put it through this hole, ever loses this mutter. The machlok is if I want to put the thread through the it's for my sleeve, right, primarily. If I want to put the thread through the material itself to make my sleeve tight, that's the machlok. If I want to put the thread through the hole, evergreens is mutter. That's what we saw in the Mordechai. Right? So he wants to suggest, and the language sounds that way a little bit, even if it's through the hole, it's only if it's meant for immediate use. Take on and off every day. But if I don't want to take it on and off every day, not only is it also to go through the garment itself, even through the hole would be a problem. So if that's the case, right? If that's the case. So the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, based upon this, thank you very much. You can take your tour back. I need it again, I'll ask you. I'll tell you what he says. On this basis, he wants to add a zipper, it's the same thing. And if the zipper is for long term use, it's not allowed. V'chein Shamati, he's a kicker. Me'agrish El Yashiv Shlita. Oh, you give out. You know, he's reliable, Rabbi Karp. He's not just a cowboy. Rabbi Yashiv once in the street, you know, he asked him a question. He's gone up the stairs, down the stairs, you know, their whole books were the cowboy questions. He was a real Talmud. So he must have heard from him sitting down, not walking on the road. That's a very big chumrah. Why?
It'll affect the person with first
shot. Now, I have a question like that. Here's my question. I don't know what the answer to. If you're going to tell me this really is Tvira, what right do I have to use a zipper even for one day? You have only a couple of possibilities. Shimush, right? Because you can't get in and out of the pants without zipping and unzipping the zipper. That's if you don't like that, there's shimush, which some people in this room don't like. So then, you have to buy pants before Shabbos which have buttons. I was told that my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, at one point in his life, bought pants with buttons. And he wasn't in the Israeli army. It was chayshish with his child. And it makes sense. We already saw. The reverse said, comes to tefillah, no difference. One day, and 20 days, I just read the same thing from the Beis Yosef, from the Shibboleth Aleket. It's not like kosher. Tofer is worse. You consider it tofer. So if you're going to say it's a problem, you put it in the lining of the rank of 6 months, you shouldn't use it even for one Shabbos. That's what emerges. As scary as that sounds, my Rebbe for a period of time, I knew my Rebbe later on in life, I'm pretty sure he was wearing pants with zippers. I maybe had a fight with his wife about it. I don't know exactly. Maybe she didn't want this chumrah. I don't know exactly what happened in his personal life. Maybe ask Rabbi Twersky Shalita. Maybe he can give you an inside story of what happened with that chumrah, how long it lasted and why it disappeared. Again, to the best of my observation, that chumrah disappeared. So, sorry? Rabbi Yosha, to my knowledge, also had zippers, so I guess he probably held from the heter of Shemesh. What else? Otherwise, if you hold it, it's no good for long term. What else is there?
Well, you have the ties, with the whole heter of the ties, that if it's only there for under one day by kosher,
you
did say
that kosher, but by tofer is a machlokas. Right, we saw by tofer, by kosher. You're right. But not by Topher. Topher is already a whole shayla. Again, I'm not trying to make chumas for you. I'm just saying, if you consider zipper to be real tvira, you have other issues that you have to deal with. You have to deal with it. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Not so simple. Now, yes, I have another problem. with the sefer. I love the sefer so much. I love it to pieces. But Rabbi Sai, we're in trouble again. This is, what was that page? Was Tzadi Zayin? Is that what I was on? Pei Zayin. Tilchot Shabbos. Now we go to Pei Zayin. Now we go to Tzadi Aleph. Four pages further. Hadboka anases shalolakim el amanas liftoach v'lizgar. Nechleku harishonim hirmizem eshim tofer. U'mashulchan Aruch, he says, he claims, posak lahachmir. Where was the Shulchan Aruch Pasach? Where did he get that from? Where? By this situation. Shin Mem Sivov. That's what he claims. Shin Mem Sivov. Chud Shal Tfirah Shin Niftach Osu L'mod Cho B'Shem Tofer. He claims that the reason is that Tofer is Osir even for immediate use. That's what he says. That's what he claims. Now, is that really true? No. Doesn't say it's for temporary use. Never says a word about how long it's going to be there. Maybe it means Siv Zayin. It's a typo. And Siv Zayin, then you're going to take it on and off. He still says it's also. That would be probably a better citation. But as we said already, was it yesterday or was it last week? That's different. Why is that different? Because you can get out of the shirt without undoing the tefillah. That's why. Otherwise, we said Pakarit is Mekil and Shin Yud Zayin and Shin Yud Dalid. All right. The Dake Moshe says the meaning is the Kula on this particular case. We saw this last week. Chazanish asked this question: Kuflan Vav Shvatos the Simon Shin Mem. We should be Machwin the Shaila, and therefore you can't use diapers. You can't use cloth. You can't use disposable diapers, even though you plan to undo it that same day. And don't tell me it's less than 24 hours, because the Machmirim Aser even less than 24 hours. And I say this, those who made a mistake and think that diapers is unbutter. There are many, many people in this category. And he quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak. Again, I don't want to read you Jewish, you can't read, because the bulb doesn't work, right? When is everybody talking against the new bulb? Well, let's just get a bulb and put it in. What's the problem?
It's a special bulb.
Yeah. To procure it, it could take a year to get it. Is that one of those things? Okay, if we're out of business, we're back to Torah Shabbat Peh. I like to show you things, but I want to start.
We can just smoke it.
Okay, no problem.
Maybe, what's the argument of this? It was out of the Shabbos. It's the basic.
He says he can't use diapers because you're going to attach one to the other, one side to the other. And if you attach one side to the other, he considers it to be a serious problem of tofer. And the fact that it's going to be undone the same day, he says it doesn't make a difference. It's also anyway. Oh, now let's discuss. Here I will have to discuss scotch, I'm sure. Where's scotch? Hold on. Oh, scotch. Oh, Hamadaktikim Makbidim. To use diapers only made from scotch. Page Tzadi Gimel, Velcro. Ein bem chashash klal bad bokas amet bekos. Yizar shlo yiba ofen shen ikro am bevada yasim ma'idei hafadas ha scotch. Lomshash korea. He says in Din Yud Aleph. Scotch, he says, no tots, hefta gomo. Uvach yizar So yiku asivim. If those things get torn, they get torn. I don't think so. I'm an expert in scotch. Fisha ain't kan chibur v'dibuk el k'tfisa k'krosim v'lulos shechazusan mochiach alein shein elahiduk v'tfisa v'lul chibur. Why is a zipper different than scotch? Scotch, he says, it's mutter. Why is a zipper? I'm asking a question. Isn't it? I thought the zipper is the same as a velcro. No, asivim asivim. Zizim, zizim. I'm asking a conceptual question. Why is he machna by zippers and makel by velcro? Well, I'm just asking you. Rabbosai, come on. You have to go. You can write him a letter. Rabbi, why are you distinguished? What is this? This address is here? Hold on. Yes. Rechov Stei Chemet 15, Kiryat Sefer. Write him a letter. He doesn't have his email or his fax on the other one. But, remember that, I'll answer you. Yeah?
Wasn't there the halachah shavos gave a svara by zippers that the top part of the end is by the NTSY and the bottom one is by the bottom, and right. it's not messiah.
Right.
So maybe he just disagrees with that svara because
good. So you should disagree by scotch too.
No, why? That's each thistle. I don't know how to like call them. Whatever is inherently different. Yeah, it's not even okay. They're theoretically connected.
I agree, but that same svara should apply by a zipper. So the difference between if it's like this or like this, I don't see the difference. But Kitza, write him a letter, he'll write you back. You tell him he uses svara, okay? And when he writes you back, you let me know what he says. Okay, I'm just laying it out. This is what he has over here. Fine. But I don't understand Bichlal, his whole attitude towards these diapers. I have to explain to you why I don't understand it. I'm sorry, what's the question?
The bottom part of the zipper, the first thing that you connect.
Yeah.
Is that maybe inherently different?
No, I don't think so. You can leave it open a tiny bit. That would solve the problem. Look what he says. I read you what he said. Even though it's meant to be on and off, he asks it anyway. The answer of Lomar, Shekodim Zrikol Ashba, we call it stage 4. Forget about that. And that's Yerushal Kayom. But he asks, we'll call stage 2 as well. There are 4 stages. You disconnect it from the beginning, you put it on at stage 2, you pull it off at stage 3, and you put it in the garbage before at stage 4. Right? So he asked at stage 2, and Kavachomer he asked at stage 4. Not scotch, not these things. The one that I use all the years, before the Velcro was invented, or what was used commonly in... No, I don't understand what he says over here. Page Sadi Bates. Calls a beskiva samad baker when you want to put the diaper on the baby. Av a mutal niftoach amad baker b'shabbes b'makom tzorach uvitzina. What does that mean? You can pull it off. Stage 1. Ulechatchila tzorach niftoach kol amad baker lifnei Shabbos. Slowly. Shei poseach tfira shenasa zazman. For royal la'achmel la'aptoach amad baker b'erav Shabbos l'skot shum b'erav Shabbos. Yesh Bechmin, even less than 24 hours. The Chatchila, it should be poseach all the Madbekas before Shabbos. I have one question, your question. You can't use it on Shabbos. What's the point of disconnecting them before Shabbos? He's on the previous page, you know how to use it. What's he talking about? Why you put in the letter, ask him the same question. I must be missing a piece. What's the point of disconnecting them on Friday, putting back, but comes on Shabbos, you can't. You can't use it unless you want to use it. Safety pin. I don't know what he's talking about. So I'll leave you the safer. My name is in it. I'll leave it for you for tomorrow. We'll leave it on put it on the desk. Hope no one takes it. You'll figure out what he's driving. I must be missing something. The man is an intelligent man. I must be missing something between Sadi Alf and Sadi Bays. I don't quite fully understand what he is driving at. I must be missing something. I don't know. You'll figure it out. I don't want to spend more time. You'll figure it out, both sides. We love the safer. Mwah! He must be missing something.
He's talking about separating the two tops from each other, stage one. That's what he says you should do my hair shots.
No, I thought he meant. Where? You have the thing over here? Where's the specimen? This happens to be Velcro. Oh, we discovered. Before we knew it was Velcro. And every Friday, what do we do on Friday? We unscrew the bulb of the refrigerator. We open up the cans. We don't like opening up cans. We'll get to that soon. Open up this and put on the lights. And every Yom Shabbos, take 20 of these things, go like this and go like this. That's what he says. But if you, the next day you can't put it on, so what's what he came? That's what I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't know, maybe. But okay. So you can. Good. Rabosai, you'll look it up, you'll tell me what you... I'm sure I'm missing something. It must be my chisar. Here, in back to Sefer Licha Shabbos, I understand him better. He's mapped something too. He's been a big maker for us, we loved it. Oh, it's a great Sefer. But one thing, he comes to the end of his rope, this I cannot be maker. That's a stapler. Page Reish Sada Gimel. A stapler. He calls it Ma'adek Niyar. A stapler is a toker. He's made me a Doraisa. Because it goes in, and it's, even though it's being only once, but it's very strong, and maybe it's apparently two tchivas in a stapler, and you don't need a kesher, more has a little kaime, shu kosher, you don't need a kosher, it sticks very, very strong, and it's Here's the problem. Mele, I never heard anyone say mele on Shabbos. But you can't undo the staple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. That's a very common problem. Things come stable, I want to undo the staple. You can't do that either. Oh, I think he's right. You take his cool, he's got to take his chumers too.
Can you take out of the staple, meaning leaving the staple untouched? Would that be?
Well, to leave the staple untouched, that should be head to govern. But you can't unstaple the staple. Very serious. You can have something stapled on your garment, you know, cleaning guy puts the staple or staples it in, can't take it off, he says.
Can you rip the paper and not have the staple?
That's a good question. Can you just rip the whole thing? Not so push it. Because we saw anything that you can't undo, you can't rip there either. Not so simple. Kitza, we came up with a chumrah. Above that, we finally, in this, we tried so hard, and I forgot how many other chumrahs he had, but this we got at chumrah page basis, which I accept this chumrah. I accept.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody. I haven't looked at all this firm yet. Okay. Now comes a very serious question, a very sensitive, serious question. Stitches in human bodies. Very, very serious question. Tfira ba'odam. So on page Resh Tzadi Daldi says, this Tfira ba'odam. What other blocks do you find ba'odam? Bone. Remember Mapis Mursa, we saw the Gemara? Didn't I show that Gemara? You make a hole, Chaimish and Bone. Or Makam Apatish, right? What else does he have? Good for other? Kosev. So think about it. You're right on your rabbis and your chayv, you're right on your rice, you're right on your skin. So there's also, he says, there's also tofu, but good for other. So now, Rabosai, stitches is a deraisa. Now, he asks the question, maybe not. Maybe not. He wants to suggest maybe it's mutter. Why? I'm reading for his words. Page Resh Tzadi Hei. Tfiras chatach o petza ba'odam. A person has a wound or an open slice, something, you know, whatever you want to call it, in your skin. Shetov mosa b'chut miyuchad. Why? Rabosa, who has ever gotten stitched in his life? Raise your hand. Wow. Never gotten stitches? A couple guys? Good for you. I only got stitched once in my life. It was in Camp Marasha. It was at the big gym they used to have at one of those days. Totally going that back 30, I think it's, could be more than 30 years ago. And what? So they used to have these games between they called the staff and the whatever it was. The rabbis were involved, so I used to go, have, you know, give them a good time. And that was my last time ever playing one of those games. I faked the guy out, and he came, jumped on me, and they called a foul. Good. Oh, Hashem, chance to score a couple of points. I come, I said, "Whoa, they wave me, you're bleeding. There's a gash over your eyebrow." So luckily, Dr. Fred Rosner Shalita was the camp doctor. Gave me one stitch. I don't know, I forgot which side it's on. I don't know, somewhere here. One stitch. Believe I know it's the only stitch I ever remember getting. Believe I know it. My kids, on the other hand, we have champion stitchers. So that we have, I think my son, Rav Simcha Shalita, who is now a Rebbe here, I think he holds the record. I think he holds the record. He once fell off a car right before Pesach. We were doing B'chiras Chometz with a Chometz car, and he fell down. He was wearing a bandana for a couple of weeks with a whole bunch of stitches. I think he probably can still see some of them. I do not believe we ever had stitches on Shabbos. Now that's a pellet. Probably means we refused to do it because I didn't think it was that dangerous. Why do you stitch? Not just a matter of cosmetics. It's dangerous. It could be an infection. So it could be a pikuach nefesh. No joke. You have to get stitched. He says over here, why do you do stitches? He says, mefarish, limnoa, listen carefully for the word, zihum. Sakana zihum. The danger of infection. That's a no-brainer. Pikuach nefesh. Don't call it a regula. He says, he thinks it's a daraisa. But there anyway. He'd be mad if it's a sakana zihum. Then he has an interesting possibility to say no. That's not a permanent seal. After a few days, you take the stitches out. Because the skin has a habit, the Kodesh Baruch blessed us, the skin heals by itself. So maybe you only need the stitches for a few days, not a daraisa? No. Adayin choshev kechibur gomer. Shatfira mo'ila l'shaita. Zeh ha-gorem hemshech ha-chibur. That stitch of Dr. Razna, who was not on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, is still in me. I guess.
So,
I know, it wasn't, they didn't have dissolvables in those days. I think it's, I'm guessing it's, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll look and see if I can find it. I think it's probably covered by the Arba, so I don't know where it is. Maybe one, you do a bediki, if you can find it somewhere. It can be there for Admeh Besim Shana. That's temporary. It's not necessary, because after a few days he would heal anyway. He still exists. It's an Araisa. For Yod. Shatfira Ata Nasis Kachol Tfira Yotzeres Chibur. Umasha Behemshech Yitzvase Bo'od Chibur. Because the skin will heal by itself. Ein zem begarem mechashivas chibur di achshav. V'yod. T'linyan chiyav tofer. Ein tzorach l'kiyim chutei atfira. Ela binan chibur miskayim. V'chein hocha shachibur osu l'skayim mikoch maisa atfira. Choshim chibur gomor. Borer isu tfira min ha-torah. Af im mishtamish b'chut hanames me'elov. Whoa! Even dissolvable stitches is a raisa. Because even though the stitches won't last, but the chibur will last. Wow! Because now I think they use a lot of dissolvable stitches. So I would have said to every doctor who's called on Shabbos, use dissolvable stitches. That way for sure it's not a daraisa. That's what I would have said. He says, no. Even that's a daraisa. Wowee. That is a chiddush. That is a chiddush. Okay. Now we have a problem. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. In Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Beis, Simon Lamedal. Now, there's different numbering systems in Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Beis. I told you. But that's what I looked it up. I think it's there. He has a Chiddush Nifla. He quotes it over here on this end of this page. Watch. K'delah Sal, it's Reish Sariyeh. K'delah Salek Sakonas Azium Sagi B'tfirim Uwetes. Three stitches, no infection. V'aderech lahosif olav kamat firus k'de liyapos mokla maktach u'l'shavas b'omar yofa acha ichi or. Oh yeah, three stitches will prevent the infection. You need 10 stitches because you want to make sure it's nice, it won't leave a scar. Maisim b'choyom, am I correct? Anyone know about these things? Maisim b'choyom.
More
to prevent a scar, you have to have many more stitches. Yes, sir.
In Rebbe's case, if we would have had it on Shabbos, it would have been an issue with only one stitch.
Ah, it's the rice. It's under a bun. One stitch.
Yeah.
Good. In Shteitzir, it's with the rice. Chatzishir, Yosman HaTorah, maybe not. Chatzishir is Chatzishir, it's Chatzim Malacha. One sphere could be nothing. Could be.
You have to go through twice
that. I don't know. I went through my skin twice. I have no idea.
You
went through that. So maybe it's Shteitzchivus. I don't know. Could be a school. Good question. One stitch be a derisa? Could be yes. Go through his skin twice. Could be. I don't know. Okay. He wants to know. Im yesh mokom lahatir ha-shlomo satfira ach acha sheyotza b'chlal sakona olav. Min ha-shlomo beiz la-medala. It's a following amazing comparison. I'll show you the Gemara that he compares it to. I mean, it's wild. Absolutely wild. Abosai, open to the Gemara in Perek, Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Lezer de Mila? What? Rabbi Lezer de Mila? We're not learning about Mila now. 19th Perek. It's a Gewaldige. It's a very lovely, beautiful Perek, but we have a chance to learn it this year? I don't know. I don't know. Let's see if I can find the Gemara. Hold on, where is this going? Here it is. Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Amed, Beis. Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Amed, Beis. Line 2. Tanur Rabbanan. Hamol, Kozman, Shu, Otsu, Bemila, Chose, Ben Atzitzin, Hama, Akmenes, Hamila, Ben Atzitzin, Shein, Makmenes, Hamila. When it comes to me, I do not look at Milas. I'm afraid I'm going to faint. I can't even get any description of this. But there, I only know what I read in the books. What's Tzitzin? Rashi tells me what Tzitzin says. Rashi, Shiure Arla, part of the Arla is left. So some are ma'akvin, some are not ma'akvin. I don't want to get into the graphics, Rabosai. Please. Okay? But, kachazeh. Okay? So, kozman, shehu osik b'mila chozeh, ben atitzin ha'makvin, samila, ben atitzin shehen makvin, samila. Piresh. Piresh. Alright? Let me piresh. Shesilek, yodos is Rashi. He's finished. He brings over. So, oh, moil, there's something left. Oh. Atitzin ha'makvin, samila chozeh. So she makes a mila, ain't no choser. Why is it Rashi? Makes mila, of course. If you have to do mila, but pshmini b'shatz, ain't makvin. Have a cast chola b'fnei atzma. Well, elu lo nitz on the chalas of Shabbos. And the katani got tzorche mila v'afilu tzitz and shein makvin. Choser aleim calls manshul apirish. Says the Shlomo Zalman, a stitcher is like a moil. The first part is docha Shabbos b'kuch nefesh. As long as he hasn't been pirish, he can continue and make additional stitches, even for the purpose of beautification. Why did he tits in Shein Makvin? Because it says in the Gemara that making the Mila, forgive the expression, beautiful is the fulfillment of what, believe it or not? Ze Keli Bian Veyu Beferish. Ze, the fifth word line. Ze Keli Bian Veyu. A mila na, wow, it's in our minds, not the same as an esrog. But anyway, but that's what it says. Okay? So you can continue to do it. So Shlomo Zalman says, making a nice person is a psa hida mitzvah to make the person have any scars. It shouldn't hurt the shidduch or the shalom bayis, as the case may be. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman is moderate. Believe it or not, you can keep going as long as low pirish. Now, how you define pirish is a bit of a question. I define Pirish. He goes further than that and says, once the individual is categorized as a Chol HaShesh Bo Sakana, which he is, because the Sakana is Nihum, so he says in the Magad Mishnah, in Perek Beis, it's not our topic for right now, that Osna Kol Tzorochov. That I can show you in the Mishnah Brewer. Yes?
Sometimes there's another method that the doctor can do the skin.
Yes, true.
So, would it be better to do
it? Whatever the medical profession is better is better. I don't tell doctors what to do.
I mean, let's say they're the same.
Would glue be better? The Rambam says madbik neyoros is also tofer.
Right.
It's a toldos, better than an av. Told and av are both the rice. Good question. What are they going to talk about? Oh, about kol tzorochov. Kol tzorochov is a shin chav chesiv dalet. Pretty sure that's what Kol Tzorochov was found. Shin Chav Chesed Dalet. Maka Shel Cholol Ani En Tzvi Ha'omen Shafil Ein Shem Bekiyem V'chol Ein Oma Klum Oslov Kol Sheregilim Lasos Lo B'chol Says the Mishavu Yudalim Afo Pi She'en Sakona B'mniyas Adover Ahu Kevin Shel Chol Yesh B'sakona V'yesh B'adover Tzorech Tzas Uregil and Lassos lo bechol, also get b'Shabbos. Magid Mishnah Perek Beis Alocha Yudalit. Then everyone agrees they write some Alocha. So those are the two svaras of Shlomo Zalman. The svara of Shabbos Kuflam and Gimelam and Beis, Klo Pirish, and the svara of the Magid Mishnah Kol Tzorochov, once it's declared to be a chole sheyesh bo sakon. So the halicha Shabbos goes into some of the details how you apply this tshuva. Let me do what he says.
The second svara, should you have to do the cosmetic stitches before you finish?
Oh, let's go slow. Look what he says. Fine. Het is a heinu dafka b'tfira anazis b'retzef. You know, there are two ways of doing stitches. One is you go stitch, and you sew it up at the end. But the new way to do stitches, which I think is better for cosmetic purposes, you tie a knot after every stitch. Anyone know? Anyone familiar?
I think it's what I found the doctor recently.
Oh, you said you had stitches recently.
Yeah.
I thought you were out. You weren't. You kept you awake.
No.
You're awake. Okay. So you tied every stitch. Wow. Yeah. Aval betfiris shetofrin kol tfira laatzma v'koshrin. V'chakach tofim ha'tfira no sevas v'koshrin. Ein lahat the ribu tfiris. the Yachas Shatzim Miklal Sakana, and Het Lahasla Malacha Mechudeshes. Whoa. Whoa. He sounds like he's saying according to both reasons. Once you finish the tide, he's no longer Cholish for Sakana, he can't have Kol Saracha. But then he says further. Watch. Another Heter. Isa Tovim and Atoru Dafka with Malcolm Shat Fury Yotzeres Chibur. Avala Tovim Beget Tovim. Guy will take my suit. See my suit? Rabbi said my suit, Baruch Hashem, is not ripped. Guy's going to take cloth and make two extra stitches in my suit. I'm sugar now. I would never let him do it. But if he did it, is he over Isa Darais on Shabbos? No. Didn't accomplish anything. Atovim Beget Tovim, but forgive the expression. Ain't Bishal Acha Bishal? You know about that? We'll discuss what they're going to learn that or not. Okay? So, Ain't Tofer Acha Tofer. Oshu Moshe Tchivas Tfira Tfiras Kayamas Bevare Ain't Bois Chiv Ben HaTorah. Because on Moshe Tfira Be'or Acha Shekfor Yichibru V'kfa'u L'mkomo For Ain't Bo'ch HaShash Zihu Harei Sheyesh Lahachshev HaTfiras HaNosofas Kitol Sefas Lo Ketfiru L'chibur Shematoras Elu HaTfiras. This is Hebrew. Lahasit ha'or, what does lahasit mean? To move. Ha'or, ulamida b'mkom ha'meduyak, so it shouldn't cause a scar. Ach ein matarosol li'tziras chibur. The chibur was already achieved in the first stitches that we needed to get out of sakana. Al-kenein lodan b'hem el-ketovim b'drabonon. And the kshira at the end of each stitch is d'rabonon, nashol kayama. It'll take out after a few days. So the dissolvable stitches is not shel kayama, and he says the kaver the aim of isut min haTorah yesh lahati b'mokom choli b'tzar. Okay, if this far is right, even if it's not done beretzef, if you stitch each, if you tie each one separately, this last svara would be matter even in that kind of a situation. A gevaldig svara. There's no pikuach nefesh at all. What do you do? Call a guy. The matter the tzar god will cover up ears, as Mitzchah Shlomo says. Now, the fact of the matter is that there are many from plastic surgeons that are called on Shabbos and do whatever they have to do. Is it always dangerous? Can't answer that question. To my knowledge, there's certainly times when it is dangerous, and there's certain times when it's not dangerous. Shalom assigned a plastic surgeon to make these decisions. Yes.
What's
the record for Ein Tov Ve'Acha Tovah? It's a svara. Svara. Some don't agree with it. That's what he says. You can disagree if you want to disagree. He goes further than that, on both sides. There are other types of divuk ba'adam. What does he say over here? He calls them not just a situation of stitches. Dibuk, glue. Because the Rambam says, told us tofen v'chayev. So he says, I'll give you the Hebrew words. We have a soldier, he'll tell you what the Hebrew words mean in English. Takboshet. Bandage. Par. Butterfly. They call them butterflies, right? They call it par, butterfly. Wait, what?
Yeah. Like
a right, but they call it butterfly, right? Oh, plaster, what's a plaster? Again, a bandit. And it's Bokum Karoi, who Dibuk Amol, but there are Dibuk Lakak, Eshudono Mishum told us Topher. All these things are problematic. Problematic. Maybe it's not Daraisa. Why not? Ain mataroso la ache haratiyam gufadam. I don't want this to be part of the human body. The gauze is not part of the human body. And the mataroso la hamed achavishim b'mokam hapetza. I want to keep the gauze on the wound, so I want to put the glue on top to keep it in its place. La hatzmit chelke oraz alazeh. That's what the gauze is doing. I shouldn't get another scratch to make it infected. Or the hachzik asamimonishabo. There's medicine. You want the medicine to stay on the wound, so you gotta put a bandage to glue it there. Okay? Maybe it's not Tova Ben HaTorah. He can buy the Tfirah who are Makhshivus HaChibur She'osu Le'echad Michelke La'achet Chelke HaTfirah Le'yitzir V'chudeshes. Here, like Yichud Ben HaDibuk L'guf Odom V'tzorachin, maybe it's not a Doraisa. More than that, he says, it's like Dibuk Kal Kevin Shanita La'asor L'alok Kriya. I put a band-aid on. Regular band-aid, you know. Johnson & Johnson, the band we call the patented band-aid. Comes up fairly easily. Maybe not Chibur Ben HaTorah. Truma Sadesh and Reish Sarivah. We had four times. Chibur Shanitim Leporko Bekal in a Bekal Chibur Tfira. Then he has, it's also not also the sky. Because you have to take it out after a day. We pass the Meikaradin. Tfira Shem Eskema says, Machmas Shimush. His mother is Barichas before. And even the Chazon Ish is Machadin, you said correctly, it's not a Doraisa. Bottom line, you can be making, you know when? Choli or Tsar Godel. Because otherwise, it's at least a Chibur Tzvir Derabonim. Because it's Hadbakos of Ruyah Lekiyim, V'chashuvah Kemis Achen, and Mokum Ha'adbaka, V'lo Katzmona B'lvah. Fine. Tsar Godel, go to the next page, Reish Tzar Design, can be making, Derech Dibuk, Yesh Lachshivah Kechibur Midrabonim, Yekil B'mokum Tsar. Mashizor, watch this now, here's a real problem. This is a problem. Make sure you stick it on the skin, not on the band-aid itself. You have a cut on your finger. You put a band-aid. What usually happens? Rabosa, you know what you do? You put the band-aid you glue it onto itself. That's a problem. If I have a cut over here, it's good. Put a band like this. Yeah, all attached to my skin. On your finger, you're gluing it to itself. Oy vey. That's good for other Yeshua today in a royal Kiyam and a Choshev Chibur Shalichim. Hadboka Shalach Boshet, son of Atzmo, Shap a Choshev Chibur. Gam royal Kiyam. More royal Kiyam. Shall we need to not steal that sheer love about it? You can take most, and you just pull the whole thing off. You can. In other words, instead of ungluing it, you can pull the whole thing off like this. That makes it much worse. That makes it much worse. Of course, the Rashi Sukkulam and Gimel, throwing out the Lulav. Super Shlomo Zal was making it too a little bit.
Why make it worse?
No, because you're not going to undo it. It's like the stage four of the diaper.
Well, what was the head there? You had a head there, so you had Lindu Min. If you're attaching something of the same kind, same material. No?
He does say, Baruch Hashem, that a typical band-aid, you know how band-aid works, you have to take off those covers of the that he says it's mutter, the same as by the diaper. That is matter.
The white thing?
The white thing is matter. Now, Rabosai, there's a Shiboli Haleka, which I'd love to show you, but I'm not going to show you now.
What about the original wrapper name?
Oh, the paper around it.
So that's stuck together.
That we have to yet discuss the Mitzvah Shem as we're going to get to the next few days. We both said there's no Shira on Thursday this week.
Hello.
I try to follow the calendar Ben Lekula Ben Lechum. I try. There's a Yom Tov.
Huh?
Give me Shira. Okay. I used to give Shira in the old days, but the Talmidim didn't want to
give me a special Shira.
If anyone wants to go to Shira, he's giving a special.
What's the topic? About Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving,
yeah. On the topic of Thanksgiving?
Hilchos
Chag B'Chag. That's not a sefer. His first form, Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Okay.
I love the Kamasugim.
Whatever it is. I'm sure it'll be a good shiur. No doubt about it.
Put those problems in.
Okay. If the Talmidim insist I give a shiur, I'll give a shiur. I'm not far away. But I usually give it. But Sunday there is Shia, correct? I'll make sure the calendar. Thing. Some years they made up Istru Chag. Three Istrus, right? Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. So we're not going, right? I just want to make sure we're not Gurus. So everyone is flung out of town, get back, once it's Shabbos. Plenty of time. Once it's Shabbos is now, almost every city can fly back once it's Shabbos from now, because Shabbos is over 5-something. Okay. If you're going out, try to get back once it's Shabbos. You can't. I'm honest, honest, one of Patrick. Fine. So the Beis Yosef, end of Shinu Zion, what we read already once before, the Shibboleth Halechet, there's no Easter in the word called Psikas Tolush. Something is not attached to the ground, you just cut it. It's mutter. Unless you're metaka the mida. That's machatech. We're not after machatech yet. Or make a kli, Beis Olam and Gimel. That's awesome. But it's mutter. Where do you get it from? Chol Sama Shebekelen. We don't have more Beis in front, but we have the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Dalet. Open up. It's rise from Chol Sama Shebekelen. Siv Zayin. Chol Sama Shebekelen. Gon Shida Teva Migdal Shakisa Shalem Kosher Ben Bechevel. Yochol Atiro Lechofka Besakin. Yeah. No problem. Hefter Gomor. He called it Psikas Tolosh. Hefter Gomor. Chosama Shebekelen. It's mutter. Now why is it mutter? So if you look on Simon Shin Yudal at Siftes, mutter lav kia v'lachta kishri ha-shput she-koshin v'tleh ob'of ha-tzluyin. You can cut it. Based on the Mordechai again in Beitza. And it's a Mogad Avram. Sifkaton Yudalit. Let's take a look at Shin Yudalit. Yudalit. Easy to remember. Shin Yudalit Mogad Avram. Yudalit. What does it say? Shin Yudalit Yudalit. The Psikas Tolish, the magic words. The Psikas Tolish, Eino Osir, Ele Metakna, the Mido, Lassus Kli, Veheter Gomeru, Lachto Chatolish, Chutz Midovish, Bob Kli, Mitachatichosa, O Makakal, the Psikas Tolish, Mutal the Gami. Who said so? And they told you, Shiboli Alekat Simon Pezayan. There's a famous Heter known as Psikas Tolish. Okay? You find it in Prima Godim. Eish Lavram, Simon Shin Yud Zayin, Sivkoton Chof. Take a look and see it over there. Shin Yud Zayin, Eish Lavram, Sivkoton Chof. He's going to repeat the same Yisod. And the Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin, Eish Lavram, Sivkoton Chof. I'll read the whole thing. In the middle of this thing, you'll see a line where he says, just to cut something is mutter. It's called Psikas Tolosh. He says, when is it loyachta chachut? Betakta lemida. That's because of mechatech. Of mechalka betolosh heter gomoru. It's exactly the same thing. Heter gomoru. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, I asked in the Marmakom, it's tough kuf chesed beis. It's exactly the same thing. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Vav, it's exactly the same thing. Now, so my last point for today, tomorrow's topic is Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. But just one thing in Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Ches, since we're talking about it, we've been here before, one more time, Chol Solos in the Bir Halacha, he claims, he holds, Rabbi Osai, I'll read it to you. Why the Easter of Korea? It says as follows. In brackets. Ein shayach less the machos Korea to Gufa to wasim and Rabbanan and Filah Shlomo and Aslifah. Ein shayach shem zeh and the Kriyas HaBeged the shayach bo Korea and Aslifah. Lachi Gazrinan Gazir Rabbanan and Filah Shlomo and Aslifah. Mashen came as zeh. Okay? That's what he says. That's what he says. So others say no, because you may end up running into a Kriya situation in a different case. Now I'm going to make a big leap over here in this beautiful statement, so we have to make cover ground. Page Shin Yud Zayin. Now we've broken 20 pages ahead into the Shin. Shin Yud Zayin is in his, what he calls it, halachas, before he got to the simanim. So here he says on this page that chutfira, it's heter gomer, because it's what he calls over here psikas tolish, from the shibole haleket, it's mutter. Okay? Then, in the previous page, quotes his heter again, but he's a little bit hesitant that heter psikas talush may not apply in all cases. He's afraid, if you go back to that bir halacha, which he does quote over here, he says, it's true, but you should be careful. Because maybe if you, in the case of Shinya Dalas of Ches, there's another heter called Bittul Lamachal, I mean a kolbo. But if it don't have that Svar Kriya B'Alma, after the Yesh Lofa Shalo Yavo Lahata Deyodo Kol Kriya, maybe you can only be matter in the combination with the Svar of the Kolbo of Bittul Lamachal. You have to stop here, Mishim, tomorrow. Shin Mem Sifu Gimel Yudal, 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 Yudal